Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. State capitals around the country on alert today following the FBI warning of the potential for armed protests ahead of Wednesday's Inauguration Day. In Washington, D.C., the National Mall is closed and up to 25,000 National Guard soldiers are being deployed. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford was among the Republicans who helped sow doubt about the results of the election. He ultimately withdrew his objection after that pro-Trump mob assault on the U.S. Capitol. But as Chris Polansky of member station KWGS reports, he's still facing criticism.
Lankford sits on the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre Centennial Commission, which is planning events around the 100-year anniversary of that racist attack. State Representative Monroe Nichols does as well. He notes the states whose results were baselessly questioned have large communities of color.
And Senator Lankford is essentially saying those shouldn't count. Those shouldn't weigh as much as other votes in other parts of the country, which is pretty grotesque.
Nichols and others are calling for the senator's resignation. Lankford issued an apology letter claiming he didn't realize his objection could be seen as an attack on black voters. Lankford said he doesn't believe he shares responsibility for the violence at the Capitol. For NPR News, I'm Chris Polansky in Tulsa.
With Inauguration Day approaching, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will resign from her Senate seat tomorrow, as NPR Scott Detrow reports.
Harris didn't spend a long time in the U.S. Senate, but she fast established herself as one of Democrats' top questioners in committees, leaning on skills she honed as a California prosecutor. On Wednesday, Harris will be sworn in as vice president by Justice Sonia Sotomayor and will use two Bibles, one of a family friend who was a surrogate mother to Harris, the second one owned by Harris's political role model, Justice Thurgood Marshall. In a recent interview with NPR, Harris looked forward to the ceremony.
I will be thinking about my mother, who's looking down from heaven. I will be thinking about all of the people who are counting on us to lead.
California's governor, Gavin Newsom, has tapped California Secretary of State Alex Padilla to fill Harris's seat. Scott Detrow, NPR News.
The Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny is expected to arrive back in Moscow today. He's been recovering in Germany after being poisoned in Russia last summer. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
Alexei Navalny's decision to return home is a direct challenge to Vladimir Putin. The man, Mr. Navalny believes, ordered the attempt on his life. The Kremlin denies that accusation. But in Russia, no criminal case has been opened into the poisoning of Mr. Navalny last summer. Instead, he's the one being investigated. He faces new fraud charges. He was recently put on a wanted list. The prison service here says it intends to detain him for violating the terms of a previous suspended sentence.
This is NPR. The incoming Biden administration is laying out plans for the executive actions Joe Biden plans to take on his first day as president. They were outlined in a memo released this weekend and include ending President Trump's restriction on immigration from some Muslim-majority countries, a return to the Paris Climate Accord, and a mask mandate. The Bureau of Prisons says it has locked down all of its prison facilities around the country as a precaution following this month's insurrection at the Capitol and ahead of possible violence at the inauguration Wednesday, NPR's Jason Slotkin reports.
The announcement says the decision did not come from specific information or any significant event within a prison, but was a precaution taken in light of current events occurring across the country. While the statement doesn't specify what those events are, the lockdown comes as law enforcement agencies nationwide take measures following the insurrection at the Capitol and over fears of violent inauguration protest. The agency, which runs 122 prisons, did not say how long the lockdown would last, but said that it would monitor events and adjust operations as the situation evolved. Federal prisons had already been running under modified operations due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
The NFL is moving closer to determining the teams that will play in the Super Bowl with their victories this weekend. The Green Bay Packers have advanced to the NFC title game, and the Buffalo Bills are moving into the AFC championship. Their opponents are to be decided today. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.